Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
Imagine you heard the gentle voice of the one who created heaven and earth and all things good. He gently whispers, "You are highly favored." The thoughts begin to flow. To be highly favored is an honor. What would one have to do to be considered highly favored of the one who created? In the sacred text of God's love story to us, there are many instances of intimate encounters between God and His creation. Moments in time when heaven and earth become one, when the invisible becomes visible, and the immortal reaches down to the mortal. One such encounter reveals what it means to be highly favored by the one who created. So let us go back to a time when an angel of the one who created came to a young woman who was considered a nobody in the eyes of the world, yet highly favored by God. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. "And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" This is an extraordinary moment that crosses cultural boundaries. In the culture of the time, to greet a young woman in such an esteemed manner would be considered inappropriate. In the extremes of the culture, it would even be taboo. For according to her culture of the time, it was the man who was given the honor. For it was the man who held the authority and identity of the family. Yet the messenger of the living God not only acknowledges this woman, but reveals why she should rejoice. It is the angel sent by God who declares the truth to her. For she is the highly favored one. She is highly favored not through anything she has thought or done, but because the Lord is with her. The word that has been translated as Lord means the one who possesses the power and authority to give the highest honor and respect. So the messenger declares that it is the Eternal One who created that has the ultimate authority and honor. It is the one who created who has the ultimate authority who is with the woman. For the ultimate honor that surpasses anything is that the Creator of heaven and earth and all things good is with this woman. This incredible honor of being with the one who is willing is the Eternal One's heart's desire for every individual. In fact, it is the very reason why the Eternal One created humanity in the beginning. For out of love He created us. Before He created us, He made a home for us with Him for all eternity. A home that is a sanctuary, a safe place where we can be loved and be able to love. Where each one knows and lives in the reality of being highly favored. That is possessing intimacy and oneness with the Eternal One who created. The word that has been translated as favored means to give special honor of intimacy and love with the divine. This word that has been translated as favored occurs only one other time in the New Testament. In that instance, it has been translated as accepted. And in the context of the sentence, it has been entwined with to be loved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. Accepted in the Beloved is to be in an intimate relationship of pure, selfless love with the divine. That is the same love relationship between Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father. From the Gospel according to John, we receive a glimpse of the beloved relationship between Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father. John chapter 3, verse 35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. The Father loves Jesus so much that he has given all things into his hands. That is the ultimate power and authority to rule and reign the entire cosmos. Jesus is the King of God's kingdom. The Father so loves that he gives us not only the King, but his entire kingdom to Jesus, and Jesus gives his entire kingdom to us. The Father gives us everything in Jesus the Son. When we receive Jesus and his right to rule and reign, we receive the Father. It is because of God's great love that he gives us all of himself in Jesus, his beloved Son, so that we can live in the reality of being accepted in the Beloved, where each individual can live in the fullness of the reality of being intimate with the divine. Given Jesus' identity, we are a child of God. As a child of God, we are accepted in the Beloved, and we are given the position of full inheritance of his beloved Son. His beloved Son who came from heaven to earth, from the deepest part of the Father's heart, and in his love, truth, and power, he came to us. Continuing on in John chapter 5, verse 20, we read, "For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel." Jesus testifies to us that the Father loves him with a pure, selfless love. It is in this love that the Father has shown the Son all things. It is in the same selfless love of God that Jesus the Son shows us all things. Just as God the Father shares his heart with Jesus the Son of God, so too he desires to share his heart with us. That same love and desire of journey together and being part of his wonders is the same love the Father has for every individual. His love is his gift to us. John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. God's love is the same love which is the fruit of the Spirit of God. It is the same love that he loves us with and gives to us through Jesus the Son. As Jesus is the Son of God and one with God the Father, upon receiving Jesus, we receive God the Father. As the Father, Son, and Spirit are one, upon receiving Jesus and the Father, we also receive His precious Holy Spirit within. We are the object of His love, accepted in the Beloved. It is a daily journey of surrender of self-will to that of the Father's will that we receive more of His love, truth, and power. For this is the love of God. God's love is the same love that waits for all who will come to Him to come. In the waiting, He is at peace, a perfect peace that surpasses human reason. God in His great love never gets agitated or angry, for His love is always eternally kind and respectful of others. The love of God is selfless. It is a love that is divine in origin, nature, and action. God reveals His love to us in so many different ways. To each one, He reveals Himself intimately and personally, in unique ways that each one would understand. For His love is perfect and pure. God's love considers each one equal. No one is greater than the other or lesser than the other. Upon receiving Jesus, each one is accepted in the Beloved. God expresses His love in the big things and the little things. The ultimate expression of His love is in how God selflessly gave all of Himself to set humanity free. In His love, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives. With His truth, love, and power, God sets at liberty those who are oppressed. Only God can define what is truth, and only God can define what is good and evil, as only God is pure, perfect, and good. Truth is defined by God, and not by circumstances or our experiences in this world. In His love, God rejoices in the truth, as it is truth that brings freedom, healing, victory, and transformation. Jesus disarmed the lies of the evil one with the truth about God and the truth about self in humanity. God in His selfless love came to bring recovery of sight to the blind, that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. God became human and sacrificed His life, and in doing so God disarms the powers and their hold that they have over humanity. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. God is in an eternal state of forgiveness, yet we struggle to receive that forgiveness that is always there. We struggle to receive His love and victory. As deep in the thoughts of humanity is fear, guilt, and shame. The pride of humanity denies the human condition and therefore denies their need for a Savior. As a result, they deny their only pathway to salvation. Reject the King of the kingdom of the Son of His love is to reject God. It costs God everything to enable us to be able to receive His forgiveness, deliverance, and kingdom. In God's love, He not only subjected Himself to the full human condition, but willingly gave up his life so that we could be set free from all the guilt, fear, and shame. Where we can live in the fullness of the truth of being accepted in the Beloved, highly favored as the Lord is with us. So God, in his great love, came down from heaven to earth in Jesus. Jesus, born of the seed of the Holy Spirit of God, is God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. God with us is God becoming human and dwelling with humanity. He subjected himself to the full human condition, still fully divine. In all power and authority laid down his human body and life for us, so that we could live in the reality of being with him for all eternity. After Jesus' resurrection from physical death, Jesus ascended back into heaven, now at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Before Jesus' ascension, he made a promise to all disciples of Jesus throughout the ages, a promise that we can testify is true. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. As we journey through this life, we live in the identity of Jesus, in whom all authority has been given. The one of ultimate authority and power chooses to be with us always. So no matter where we are in this life journey, that is, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, he is there with us, journeying together in his light through the shadows, at peace in the storms of this life. Words cannot express the wonder of God. We are highly favored, for the Lord is with us. Guilt is extracted and his special honor is given. Together, we are accepted in the Beloved, according to God's will and good pleasure. We are his adopted children, as firstborn sons, both male and female, inherit all things. All to the glory of God the Father, to the praise of his glory. Amen, amen, amen.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.